Christmas Salvation Mission. Words from Jesus.
Men and women who have lived wisely and well will shine brilliantly, like the cloudless, star-strewn night skies. And those who put others on the right path to life will glow like stars forever. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. This Christmas season, many in the world ache and groan from the losses and tragedies of the year. Many lives have been broken, and many dreams have been shattered. The world is in need of a Savior. Now, more than ever, it's time to let your light shine before all men, that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The Christmas season is a season to shine with my love and message of hope and redemption. You are greatly blessed because you have been set free to know me and love me and be mine. The wealth of this world is nothing compared to that of the Spirit. The greatest riches lie in souls won to me, not in the things of earth. Satan has garnered quite a collection of captives who need the opportunity to be set free. Do your part to bring them out of their dark dungeons and set them free. Seize every opportunity and make the most of it. Give the message of my love and salvation that will bring truth, freedom, and eternal life to the lost. You may be thinking of how hardened the people in your country have become to the gospel, and it's true that the love of many has waxed cold, and many have turned away from me and hardened their hearts. But for each one whose heart is hardened, there are others who will receive me if given a chance. You may have to look a little harder for them. You might have to get down on your knees and pray for me to prepare their hearts and lead you to those who will be receptive. But if you do all you can to share the truth and lead people to me, you will find those who are open and receptive. Each year that the gospel does not reach those who need to hear it prolongs the suffering of the world. So I ask that you do your part to alleviate the suffering by giving my message to everyone you meet, by going into the highways and the byways and compelling them to come in. Once evil gains more of a hold on the world and iniquity abounds, many hearts will be hardened, eyes will be blinded, and in some ways it will be harder to share the message. In other ways, it will be easier. For those who are still searching will see your light from a great distance. The darker the night, the brighter the light shines. Many are on the verge of despair and hopelessness and in desperate need of the message of salvation. Reach out to the lost. Bring them the gospel of salvation and redemption. All of heaven rejoices when even one soul is saved and safely in the fold. Can you reach the lost and make a difference? Not on your own. But if you ask me for help, I'll fill your mind and heart with words of love and salvation. And when you arrive in heaven and see the rewards I'm going to give you for your faithfulness to witness, you'll know it was well worth it. Just think of all those people who will be eternally grateful to you for leading them to me. They will be forever grateful to you for the part you played in redeeming them to me. They're going to be thankful for eternity, and that is part of your reward. I will honor those who honor me. Honor me before the nations this Christmas, and I will honor you before all of heaven. Proclaim a living Savior. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. Christmas is a time when the world celebrates my birth. It's a time for giving, a time for caring and sharing, a time for loving. My Christmas heart cry is that you would reach out to the lost, that you would continue to faithfully let me keep the fire burning in your hearts, that you would be me to the world, that you would let the spirit of Christmas live in your hearts every day of the year, that you would proclaim me to the world not as a dead hero, but as a living Savior, that you would give gifts of love to each other not only at Christmas, but throughout the year, giving of yourselves, loving one another as I love you, that you would stay focused on the things that count, keep your priorities straight, and keep your mind on heaven. For I will establish my kingdom on earth, and I will govern the nations with my righteousness. This is the whole purpose for which I came to earth in the first place. I came for the salvation of mankind and to establish my righteous rule over the earth. I came to earth first as a babe in swaddling clothes, that in the end I might return in my Father's full glory, in his might and power, to rule and reign forever over the earth. You are preparing the way, and one day you will help me to set up my kingdom on earth and join me in righteous rule over the nations. Let my love warm your Christmas. God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. John chapter 1, verse 17. No matter how down you may be, if you're out of work and have an empty wallet or bank account, if you're lonely or sick, or have suffered personal loss, if war or hate or injustice or others' indifference have chilled your heart this Christmas, my love can change that. Let my birth and all that it heralded be remembered today. Let my love fill you and give you purpose. Evils also plagued the world at the time of my birth and throughout my life on earth. Remember the miserable circumstances into which I was born. Think of the mothers who mourned the slaughter of their baby boys by a power-crazed king. Remember the oppression of that time. In the midst of such great darkness came the brightest light the world has ever known. Amidst great suffering, the greatest gift was given. My Father sent me in the form of a weak and helpless baby to grow up and live as one of you and experience the same hurts you do and to suffer at the hands of unjust men. I became one of you in order to save you. At Christmas, I gave the world my life for the forgiveness of your sins, that from me and through me and in me, you could have life. I gave you hope through the knowledge that I am eternal, unchangeable, and will never leave you nor forsake you. Let the truth and love that I brought that first Christmas day shine in your heart now. Let me wipe away your fears and tears. Let my love warm your Christmas.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.